Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use coupon code Chris2 and save $5 on any purchase of $30 or more at GoDaddy.com. That's C-H-R-I-S and the number 2 to save $5. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com.
When you're at an event, you don't know who's here. I mean, yeah, you could look at name tags, but really, who is sitting here around me? There's no way of telling. Unless, of course, you've got this nice little product called Jambo. Runs on both Mac and PC, and you're connected to Wi-Fi network. It pops up and says, hey, here's some other people who are around the area who are also using Jambo. I'm like, wow. Well, I know this person. I had no idea they were in the room. Where are they? Wow. And suddenly, I can find out. Thank goodness for products like this. Why did you do it? I mean, was it really that difficult to... I shouldn't ask that. Let me say, did you come up with the idea out of sheer frustration?
It really wasn't my idea. I'm just a user. And I must tell you, there's several companies out there that are doing similar things, and I think they're brilliant. Dodgeball was the first that people know about. Google swallowed them up. There's a company out of Dallas called Metro that I thought was very interesting. I saw on the South by Southwest website that Jambo was kind of the official meetup sponsor of the sessions here today. So I signed up for it, and I saw your name linked by relevance of what we're into and what you're into, and just thought it was kind of an interesting thing.
So we met each other with Jambo. And the thing is, I wasn't even running the software at the time. Neither were you. We just learned about each other thanks to this social network of sorts. And you sent me a message. I sent you a message. Well, I hadn't sent you a message.
That's okay.
No, I did send you a message, but I think it didn't go through because they were blocking my SMTP port from the airport when I was trying to do email in transit. So I apologize for that. You probably didn't see it. Well, hopefully you will. But it brought us together.
Correct.
For some weird reason. Now, why do you think we made a connection?
Well, obviously you're very much into podcasting, as evidenced by the fact that we're on a podcast right now. I've started to look at a lot of podcasting companies, both for personal reasons and for investment reasons, and I thought to myself, that's the way to go. Also, you're pretty well known in the business, and I think you don't have to complain about that, so I figured that was the way to do it.
So when you say investment reasons, I mean, you've got business interests in this space.
Absolutely, that's why I'm here. I put some money into a company that just launched 2 days ago. We're going to be the software partner for several hardware manufacturers. It's a company based out of Houston called Podcast Ready, and it's podcastready.com. We just launched our site day before yesterday, and things are going very well.
So what makes Podcast Ready different from any other podcasting solution that's out there?
I hope a lot, but I don't really know for sure yet. We have to make the market work for us. We actually are a software company that allows us to any device you have, whether it's an iPod or not, to plug in and directly sync your podcast to whatever you're doing based on an OPML subscription list.
So what are you hoping to learn here at South by Southwest?
Well, this is my third year at South by Southwest. I absolutely love it. I spoke here last year about angel investing, and that's kind of the thing that I'm into. And I must tell you that I really enjoy the people and the vibe here. The vibe here is unlike any other. I go to Consumer Electronics Show. I go to a lot of other shows. And frankly, there's a lot more corporate, a lot more business-like. Here I can wear jeans and sneakers and not worry about it too much.
Oh, so yeah, you are wearing jeans and sneakers. All right. Well, you're true to your word then, I guess. So are you local?
I'm in Houston. I call Austin a second home only because I went to school here, and I'm here quite often for a lot of different companies that I see here.
Now, what do you think? Now, you're into investing in angel and business and all that stuff. Is Texas, whether you're talking Dallas or Austin, I mean, is it a hotbed for this stuff? I mean, no pun intended, you know, being Texas and everything.
Texas is a completely untapped resource for both technology, software, ideas, concepts. I absolutely love it here. The only reason I'm not on one of the other coasts, either New York or Washington or even Seattle where you are, is because, frankly, I don't want to be anywhere near something that is so off on the fringe as far as I'm concerned. We're a third coast. We've got a huge amount of technology. I'm very actively involved with the tech community in Houston, and it's something that I really enjoy only because there's so much untapped talent here.
And what kind of technology you got in Houston?
Well, we're oil and gas because we're forced to do it. That's just the way it is. I don't really touch a whole lot. I do a lot more consumer-facing electronic stuff. There's a lot of medical devices, a lot of medical things. Not really the kind of thing that I have a feeling your listeners are really going to be into. But there's also a lot of social networking software, like the things we're talking about, Jambo and Metro and a few other things.
Are those based in Texas?
I don't know if Jambo is. I certainly know that Metro is. Metro is based out of Dallas, if I'm not mistaken. But there's a ton of social networking software. There's a ton of blogs. Look, we have Matt Mulloway, the guy who created WordPress, right here in Houston, now in San Francisco, but we still call him a native son.
Why is that? Has he really been doing that well?
You'd have to ask him about that. I don't know.
Well, he came back, I guess, for this year's South by Southwest.
I met him here 2 years ago. He's a fantastic guy. He's only grown bigger over time, and I don't want to give him too big of a head, but I think he's done very well for us.
for you. So you're hoping that reflects well on Texas.
Absolutely. Anything. Well, we're Texas, as you well know, is a very arrogant state, and so everything.
Well, at least you can come out and say it.
We're so big, we don't have to worry about who we're going to offend.
That's absolutely true.
But the fact is that anytime we have a native son that's been so actively involved in certain industries like this one, we're very proud to call him a native son.
Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, I mean, these are huge cities. I mean, does each one really have its own personality in terms of technology?
Absolutely. Austin is very much focused on gaming, video gaming. They've got a very large contingent of ultra-wideband technology. That's just kind of where we're based, just because we have Motorola, IBM, Samsung, obviously Dell here. But there's a very strong contingent of that. We have in Houston, like I said, it's a lot more energy-focused, a lot more medical-focused, but we also have a lot of internet-savvy companies. Dallas, very, very telecom-oriented. The telecom corridor is there. Everything is telecommunications, voice over IP work. That's where you're going to see a lot of the deals. San Antonio, smattering of all three. They have not necessarily their own personality, but because they're in Texas, they have a personality that allows them to do anything that we're talking about right now.
Well, when I lived in San Antonio for 6 months, their burrito technology was just so much better than Iowa's. I mean, the burritos down in San Antonio were just amazing.
They're known for that. And I would imagine the burrito technology in Iowa is a burgeoning business. It's probably not that big yet, but you never know. You never know what could hit a bubble.
No pun intended. Yeah, hitting the bubble, and well, because it's very good for the system, the beans, and the whole gas. Well, speaking of gas, you know, getting back to Houston,
right.
And why do you stay there? I mean, honestly, what keeps you there rather than in going to Dallas? I mean, if you want to stick with Texas, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, any of the other big cities,
or even San Francisco, Palo Alto, San Diego. The truth is, the business environment there is second to none. Houston is extraordinarily entrepreneur friendly. You can start up a business by walking down the street and shaking some hands, and I've actually seen it done. I've been in a number of meetings where people who don't know each other shake hands, look each other in the eye, sign a contract, and make something work. The business environment, like I said, is just absolutely phenomenal. Now, you have a lot of action going on the West Coast, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, but the fact is that Houston is the best city in the world for doing business as a business person.
And of course, I've made you into an unofficial, liaison or ambassador for the whole state of Texas. I mean, this is a pretty heavy weight that I'm putting on your shoulder.
Chris, every Texan knows that they're an ambassador for their state. And we were the only country in the world, only country in the United States that was its own country. And a lot of reasons we still are. That's the way our personality is made up.
That's what you said. You're the only country in the country. Which, you know, Texas, I will admit it, it feels like a completely separate country.
Well, you know, they say that we have to have 10-gallon hats to keep our heads so big. So that's the way it works. We're just, it's a great, friendly town, friendly state. We're very business-oriented, very action-oriented, and frankly, we like to get things done.
So what other businesses do you keep in your 10-gallon hat?
That's a good question. Doing a lot of enterprise software work, both on the medical side, doing a lot of electronic medical records work. I keep saying medical, even though I can't stand the sight of blood, so it's kind of an anomaly for me. Seeing a lot of things in the software space. Like I said, I'm doing a lot of social networking, new media work, stuff that I happen to enjoy. My actual degree is not in business or accounting. It's actually in film, so I kind of getting back to my roots a little bit. I absolutely love the some of the alternative energy space. I'm looking at a lot of biodiesel deals recently. There's been a rash of those coming around just because of high oil prices and a lot of other reasons. But the fact is I'm seeing everything. I look at everything under the sun.
All right, Mark, where can we find you on the web?
BulldogFinancial.com, BULLDOG, financial. I haven't really kept my blog up to date to the point where I won't even give it out because it's not even worth it. But I'm around. Check it out. Mark Nathan with a C.
Thanks again.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use coupon code Chris2 and save $5 on any purchase of $30 or more at GoDaddy.com. That's CHRIS and the number 2 to save $5. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com.